about this morning? What do you care about today? What's the ultimate debate? 888-302-3684. My name is Doug Steffen. His name is Ken Kessler. Michael Forty is under controls. Hello, good morning. Friday, February the 14th. Happy Valentine's Day, Kenny.
Happy Valentine's Day to you,
very
too.
Very sweet. Why can't you have, I suppose, just friends could be Valentine's, right? Or is this supposedly all about romance? Romance?
It's supposed romance. It's supposed to be romance.
All right. So then let's not get romantic because there's nothing romantic. Yeah. I find you unromantic. How's that?
Other than being
right back at you.
Well, really. All right. So let's talk about the Olympics, shall we? Much of the attention focused on the games, the pursuit of medals. Many of the athletes in the Olympic Village are spending a lot of their time doing something else.
There's a dating app
called Tinder, and it uses GPS to find potential dates using whatever criteria you want to put in. For those in the Olympic Village, it's almost all young, single, tough, big, strong, and attractive athletes. And there are 3,000 of them. I remember last time the Olympics took place, one of the big stories wasn't about the athletic endeavors, but about the sexual endeavors and how many condoms were being used in the Olympic Village. As a matter of fact, what I find so interesting here is there hasn't been a peep about any problem with any potential explosion, bomb. I won't tell you that I've watched or heard every single bit of information that's been pouring out of there. Kenny, am I right? There hasn't been any. Are we going to credit those people who are protecting the village from keeping the bad guys away? Or should we discredit the news media for making such a big deal out of the ladies who threatened to blow the place up? But there isn't. I haven't felt there was any real need. As a matter of fact, it almost seems a shame because this is a very interesting part of the world that more people aren't there. Am I turning things upside down or is that accurate?
No, I think it is accurate. There's not a great turnout of tourists and fans. Part of that is because of where it is. I had no interest in going to that part of Russia, certainly, but so when you watch it on TV, a lot of times you can see that the stands are half empty. But all of this talk that was building up before the game started about possible threats, all of that has seemed to have gone away once the games got underway.
Yeah, not any of that is the focus. Okay, so, but there's plenty of focus on sex, dating, hooking up. This Tinder, T-I-N-D-E-R, is so prevalent, so addictive, so distracting that one of the American snowboarders named Jamie Anderson has deleted her account so she could focus on the games. That's probably a good thing because she went on to win the gold in women's slope style. Have we figured out what that is yet? We are looking at
it.
Go ahead.
It's snowboarding, and they're and I don't know how they do the grading, but they do grading on various you do in the air as you're coming down the hills.
Yeah. All right, so now I'm just going over to changing my screen on the coverage here so that I can see where we are. Let's see. So far, Norway still in first place, 4 gold, 3 silver, 6 bronze. They have 13 medals at the top of the heap. The Netherlands has 4 gold, 3 silver, and 5 bronze, so they have 12. In second position, third position, the United States moving up. 12 of the medals are ours, 4 gold, 2 silver, 6 bronze. Russians are in fourth place with 2 gold, 5 silver, 4 bronze. They have 11 total. In fifth place, the Germans, 7 gold, 2 silver, and 1 bronze. Why do I want to break into a chorus of in a partridge, in a pear tree, 10? Total for Germany. Canadians have a total of 10 with 4 gold, 4 silver, 2 bronze. The Swedes in number 7, 5 with 4 silver and 1 bronze. Let's see, the Austrians won gold, two silver, five total for them. The Swiss in ninth position, they have three gold and one bronze, four total. And the French have two and two, two gold, two bronze, four total in 10th position. Today, in about half an hour, the women's, oh, this was Eastern time, so it already happened. The women's skeletal, what is this, Williams, good Doug. The women's skeleton, what in the world, where do they come up with these names? Skeleton what?
I was actually watching this a little while ago, and it's kind of like a one person luge. You're on a very slight sled,
really?
That you lay face down and facing forward, and you shoot down these icy channels, and it's like a bullet coming out of a gun going around the turns, and I don't know how they do it and survive.
I saw a piece on this, if it's what I'm thinking. One of the women stars' father was a big baseball star, and he encouraged her to get into this, if it's the right thing. I don't remember what her name was, but there you go. It sounds very interesting, and sounds like you have to have a lot of athletic prowess in order to make it work, right? You got to be tough.
And a lot of guts.
Yeah, I would think.
You're flying down this thing, watching as you're going face first. Oh, wow. It's
watching
it's
more than the world go by. All right, let's see here.
It's rushing at you.
Yeah. Just getting started, the men's 15-kilometer classic cross-country, that I understand. Let's see, starting in an hour from now, a little more than an hour, men's super combined alpine skiing. The women's 15-kilometer individual biathlon will start at 9 o'clock Eastern time. Men's figure skating starting at 10 o'clock Eastern. Let's see what else they have. Women's freestyle skiing at around noontime. All right, so there's the rundown. But the Tinder thing and the dating, 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com or to Ken at DougStephan.com. Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Twitter at Good Day. So what comments do we have posted from people listening to the program in terms of the Olympics and how we're doing competitively and what some of the things are that, like this dating, is that an issue, but is it something that is of interest other than the obvious?
A bunch of the comments are about the weather because it's so much warmer over in Sochi than it is in a lot of America.
Yeah.
Shane says, I'm heading to Sochi for a nice tropical beach vacation before the snowfall gets any worse.
Mm-hmm.
Buddy says, how do you ski when it's 60 degrees?
I would think that. Well, I know in New England, on the slopes, as spring comes in, often spring, what they call spring skiing, becomes very popular. Do it a lot in April before the snow all melts. How are they keeping it? That's my question, is how are they keeping the snow on the ground? If it's 60 degrees, there's warmth in the ground. They must have to be, feeding it all the time, whatever that... they make use of ice making machines and blow the stuff on the slopes.
Yeah, they've got to be. We have a picture actually at DougStephan.com of one of the spectators who it was so warm he's taking his shirt off as he's in the stands watching the watching the skaters go by. Yeah.
Anything else you got that? You want to read?
This is an interesting comment from Jeff. He says, sometimes the Olympics are as much about parents who literally sell the farm as they are about the kids who win the gold.
Sell the farm in order to be able to afford sending their children or family members over to the event. Is that what you're saying?
And paying for lessons and training and all of that stuff.
Yeah. Well, something to be said about being a parent, you're right, and being in love or loving your offspring. 888-302-3684. So we have the storm. We'll talk about that a little bit for sure. I'm looking at some of the people who are dating, some of the faces of those who have hooked up. Let's see here. Jamie Grubel hooking up with, what's his name, Christian Poser, Valentine's Day. That's sweet. They're right. There are a lot of good looking. Who's this other one? Andrea Henkel. in Tim Burke. Just a couple of the hooker-uppers. All right, so we've hooked up with the info. We'll have some as normal here. And the spotlight is on, in this hour, a lot of the people from various radio programs that we monitor here with thoughts about various issues. And the Olympics, certainly one thing a lot of people are talking about on News Talk Radio, News Talk Television. So we'll get to that in a matter of moments here on the Good Day program. We're at 17 past the hour.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Introducing our new spring seasonal, Sam Adams Cold Snap.
Oh, that's really nice.
It's got a lot of flavor.
It says springtime.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's very smooth. Cold Snap is light and refreshing.
So this beer has 10 different ingredients. You have this really nice, complex spice and fruit flavor to it.
Wow, it's got a lot going on.
I like the name, too, Cold Snap. It's like we're kind of snapping out of that season.
Yeah, this is my kind of beer.
Crisp, refreshing, and
refreshing is the best word.
Delicious.
Sam Adams Cold Snap. Enjoy it while it's here.
Must be a company. Boston Massey. Responsibly.
Are you a man or a woman over the age of 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus to the rescue. It's a new all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide levels, which naturally widen the arteries and improve their elasticity to maintain healthy blood pressure. More blood to your heart, to your head, and all the areas of your body that need to be fed. That's everywhere. Heart Factors Plus works brilliantly for men and women all over the country who are worried about their blood pressure as they get older. Call right now to try Heart Factors Plus, absolutely risk-free. 800-577-8560. That's the number for Heart Factors Plus. 800-577-8560. 90-day money-back guarantee. Get the blood all around your body. 800-577-8560. Boosting nitric oxide levels greatly benefits your blood pressure, keeps your arteries clean and strong. You'll love it. It's Heart Factors Plus for your blood pressure. 800-577-8560.
Now, here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night. And I feel like I'm constantly running, but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
As you can imagine in the overview that are that's done, some of the things that we are looking at this week in the talk radio countdown world, a story that is number 9 this week has to do with the Winter Games, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It'll be covered on many of these stations where the 3-hour weekend program called the Talk Radio Countdown Show is aired. And we're trying to top off some of these stories. And among them, obviously, the Olympics. So we'll get to that. Some of the romance for Valentine's Day as well. 21 after the hour here on Good Day.
Travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets, but fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use, you just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Song, right? One of the best ballads from Elvis Presley, would you say, Kenny?
Yeah, very nice one. Very
from, what was the name of the movie? Was the movie Love Me Tender? What's the movie called?
Yeah, Love Me Tender.
All right, so the Friday, February 14th Good Day program is on the air. Lots of songs about love today. I found a place that is very reliable and a person that's very reliable when it comes to information about food. His name is Phil Lempert. And we have a separate box for him at DougStefan.com. He's called the Supermarket Guru. And the tips today that he has listed, 5 foods that you ought to know about and where to get them for Valentine's Day. All right? So check out that list at DougStefan.com. I was looking into some of these Olympians who are dating and or engaged. I mentioned Jamie Grubel, who is a bobsledder. And Christian Poser, who's a bobsledder. Grubel's an American, and Poser is a German. They met through bobsledding at a World Cup race in 2011. They saw each other, started dating right away, and have been in love. I guess eye contact does it. So if you're wondering about how some of these things come to pass, that's one of them. And they may be on competing teams now, but they're not competing in other areas. Meanwhile, here's host Mandy Connell and Pat Woodward talking about how they think many of us feel about Russia as we watch the games.
Did you notice that there was maybe 50% of the arena was filled?
Yeah, they...
I mean, it is bad. It is bad, bad, bad. We watched the ski jumping, you know, the finals of the men's ski jumping. And there were what I would call no more than a couple handfuls of people in the bleachers. So much so that they were very conscientiously, the camera work was very conscientiously not showing the bleachers. If you missed the overarching pan shot of the finals right before they started, you didn't see it. I mean, this Olympics is turning into a wee bit of a disaster. I mean, PR-wise, I think it's turning into a disaster.
And I heard a story this morning on the Wall Street Journal about a lot of the what they were really hoping would be turning Sochi into this major, major resort. And they built an amusement park
right. That
apparently you can walk to right from the Olympic venues,
yeah. But
you look over at it and it's not open because they never got it
right. Done. I heard the same story, and he was talking about the pedestrian walkway
right. That is
part of the Olympic Village where all the shops and bars and restaurants were going to be, and a lot of them simply are not open. They did not get done in time. Which is a shame. It's a shame for Russia. You know what I realized yesterday about myself, Pat, and I don't know if this is maybe the fact that I became aware of it means that I've progressed as a human being. But at the beginning of this Games, I realized I snapped right back to that Cold War mentality. I mean, I really did. I not only was rooting for Americans, I'm looking for the Russians. Last night we're watching ice skating, of course, tape delayed because that's how we're watching stuff. And my husband, we watched Tracy Gold, who was just outstanding, a young American. She's 18, and she's simply fantastic. And he said, who else do you want to watch? Because there was a Japanese woman on after that. I said, find the Russian. He goes, really? Find the Russian? And I said, well, first of all, I've heard about this young Russian skater. I want to see her, but also I want to see all the Russians. And I realized I have plopped myself right back into 1976, where the Cold War is still raging.
Well, it probably,
you know?
I think Vladimir Putin has an awful lot to do with that.
God, he looks like a Bond villain.
All right, so again, a lot of stuff that's silly and typical of some who are on the radio that take the approach that they do. Let's forget about all that stuff and focus on what's good, and that's the people who are winning and the countries that are doing well, shall we?
The American Veterans Center needs your help to preserve and protect our veterans' legacy so future generations will remember their service and sacrifice. You can help the center accomplish this with a gift of $25. For your support, you'll receive a free DVD titled World War II Remembered. Just go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org and click the donate button. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Question for ladies and gentlemen. Are you still losing your hair in the brush? You watch it go down the drain when you take a shower? Provia is an all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with that problem and many more problems that have to do with your hair. If you've been using Provia, you've seen your hair grow back. It becomes thicker every day. It is absolutely wonderful, and that's why I want you to call 800-525-8319 to experience Provia. It works for both men and women. It's safe for colored hair, safe for treated hair, safe, and results that you will believe after you see for yourself what's going on with your scalp and your hair. 800-525-8319. Order Provia today. Mention Doug Steffen. You'll get the brand new Super Concentrate Provia. It makes the product work even faster. Your hair will come in more quickly. Provia, 800-525-8319.
This President's Day, Guitar Center wants you to feel like you have the power in your hands. Not the power to manage national affairs or change laws. I mean the cool kind of power, like the power of a Fender acoustic or an Ibanez electric guitar, $99 each. That's what I'm talking about. Plus hundreds of other deals, like a Harbinger PA system for just $169, or an MXL Vocal Micro Fostex headphones, $19 each. Celebrate President's Day by feeling the power of the greatest feeling on earth. Only at
independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's 33 after the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. Program Ken Kessler and I now focusing on the winter storm, the winter weather, not only here in our country, but also over in the UK and in Northern Europe. Pretty much a mess, that massive winter storm that walloped the south. Actually, the swath it cut started pretty much in the around the what I consider to be the Rocky Mountain Basin. That's what I've always called it. Moving across Texas into Arkansas, through Georgia, Mississippi, Louisiana, even got some of it in all the areas north of that, into New England, ice wreaking havoc on power lines, leaving more than a half million homes still without power. Georgia, South Carolina hit the hardest. 90% of the outages are in those two states. Areas around Washington and Baltimore got a foot of snow. Michael, what's it like? You had to stay in a hotel again last night, right? What's the
No, not last night.
Oh, you went home last night?
Yeah.
All right, so the roads are okay in Washington?
The main roads are okay. They still haven't done a good job in the side roads.
Mm-hmm. Temperature-wise, what is it in the Washington area now?
We're above freezing. We're almost at 40 yesterday. We're low to mid-30s right now.
So the expectation is this stuff is going to melt
really
quickly. I've noticed the weather, as I check the weather in my area of New England, looks like it's up in the 40s, and the snow will dissipate quickly, but there's still, there was a lot. There was 10 inches in New York yesterday, and about the same amount in the city of Boston. Heavy snowfall. My farm only had 5 inches, but west of there and north of there, I was talking to one of the farmers that works with me, 10 inches expected before the thing was over. So the storm takes its toll all week long, starting on Monday and then into the end of the week. Now it's gone. 17 people have died as a result of this. Mostly the people who died in related traffic accidents in Brooklyn. For example, an eighth-month woman was pregnant was in her eighth month, struck and killed by a snowplow. But they saved the baby, even though it's in critical condition. So there's that story. Let's get some more stories from this one. Is Talko's Gary Hoffman with the Southeast in his focus.
This is one of the worst storms that the South has ever seen. And it's not just in the South. We're talking about this storm moving up through the mid-Atlantic and the Northeast as well. There have already been 12 deaths associated with this storm. ice-covered trees and driveways and sleet and snow and wind. I mean, there are a few hundred thousand people without power from, I think Dallas had some ice, all the way across to, say, South Carolina, and now it's moving its way north. And in New York, they're expecting as much as 12 to 14 inches of snow in places throughout the course of the day today. I mean, this is an insane, not only is it a crazy storm in terms of the temperature and the things that are going on with the ice and snow, but the size of this storm is pretty crazy. Drivers around Raleigh, North Carolina, really did their best impression of the drivers in Atlanta that they could come up with. A lot of them abandoned their cars again. And I do not understand the mentality of abandoning your car on a roadway where you're not off to the side of the road. I mean, there are pictures of, in North Carolina, people having gotten out of their cars while the cars are in the middle of the road.
All right. So I think that the nuance of this in terms of what we got out of that conversation with Gary Hoffman was what was going on in his area, which is certainly how you're going to get some reflection here. The storm is done. It's gone. I'm looking at the radar of the last 12 hours where it is actually now. The heaviest snow is affecting Nova Scotia, and it moves up over the North Atlantic. What is interesting about this, a flooding in the UK, part of a different storm, severe flooding in Somerset turned streets there into rivers. Some of the video that we've seen this week, people evacuating their homes. I saw something, I think it was yesterday, the night before maybe, where a lady was in a canoe, and she was trying to empty some of her possessions out of her home because the water had gone into the first floor, and she was up to her knees in the water. Imagine yourself in that position. Many people in America found themselves. I remember the flooding in the Mississippi River. And I remember, Kenny, how many years ago was that? Was that 8 or 10 years ago? That severe flooding that went inland about a mile and lasted for about a month.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
A lot of homes just washed away. Apparently, this experience is the wettest since 1766. So weather records, I mean, there's a lot of weather records, just not official stuff, but a lot of people obviously have written and kept track of rain and storms in general, even though the official, we call it in our country, the official weather records didn't start here till 1840-something or other. But in 1766, this was the way it was all over England. The rain apparently hasn't even stopped yet. And even if it does, experts say groundwater levels are so high it could be weeks before things return to normal, especially if you're around the Thames River. You know what we ought to do, Michael? See if you can find Uri. I want to find out what it's like. He has a home that's on the Thames. Uri Geller lives, a friend of mine, friend of this program. He lives on the Thames. So see if you can find him and ask him if he'll talk about the flooding. About 5,800 properties, from what I've been reading here, have flooded since the beginning of the month. The Prime Minister, David Cameron, says, quote, money is no object in the relief effort, promised to send more troops to help those who are in need. Britain isn't the only European country either facing the wild weather. There are huge waves crashing along the southern Portuguese coast. If you look at England and where it is on the map, and you go to the coast of Portugal, they're 400 or 500 miles south of the Brits, and that area is usually much warmer. And there isn't, I mean, Portugal is a beautiful country, actually. But extensive damage being caused there, high wind alerts, parts of Ireland, winter flood warnings have been issued in parts of Brittany and also the coast of northwest France. So the winter weather is pretty wild. Here's one of our hosts back here at home, Dan Mason, who doesn't think that we're looking at this intelligently, i.e., we've made the news media once again made too much of something that's negative.
Are we a nation of wimps? I think perhaps the answer could be yes. Because all of a sudden, back east, they've got some more winter to deal with, including the South, where let's be fair, they don't get this very often. You know, Atlanta was paralyzed a couple of weeks ago, and now they're getting it again. Now, having said that, I don't want to make light of the fact there are 500,000 people that don't have power. Okay, so it is a serious storm, but my goodness, It's like the apocalypse has returned. And oh, by the way, when did we start naming winter storms? Winter storm PAX, this one is being called. Well, we can blame the Weather Channel for that one, which might explain why a lot of us didn't know, you know, that it was going on. But just look at the headlines that greeted me this morning. South Seas beginning of crippling ice storm. New storm has South bracing for the worst. Historic catastrophic winter storm. Travel impossible. Flights canceled. Amtrak canceled. Panicked shoppers fight over food. Really? Panicked shoppers fighting over food? It's not like you didn't have any warning.
Very rare.
It's not like it hasn't happened before this winter. I mean, seriously?
888-302-3684. The winter weather and whether we're overdoing it. I think Dan Mason has the right spin on it. A lot is being made of these storms, and it's very distracting, but it's yet another thing that's negative. But I want to find out what's going on in England. My friend Uri Geller is on the Good Day program. Uri, I haven't talked to you this week, so I don't know how you're doing. I know with your home on the Thames and with all the focus on the rain, I wondered whether you were being affected other than the backyard is wet. How is it there? How do you feel about all the rain?
Well, okay. Many, many areas are flooded along the Thames, some more, some less. When I look out of my window, which I'm doing right now, beyond our fence, it looks like we're living on a huge lake, like Lake Ontario.
Wow.
You know, it's unbelievable. But what is very interesting and positively good is that there isn't a drop of water in our garden. I bring it down to my the crystal energy. You know, we have so many big chunks of crystal around the house. But we are safe. We are okay. My house, obviously, is built on a slope. So we are about 5 meters above the River Thames. But, for instance, the towpath, you know, that's the path where people can walk. That's underwater. And the few boats that are moored outside my house are, you know, they look like they're stranded out there. So that's the situation in England.
All right. So I wanted you look at some of the pictures from some of the areas like in Somerset where people's homes are being flooded and people are going around in boats trying to get their possessions. Somebody said it was the worst winter, the worst storm since 1766 in England. And so, as you know, the news media is going to make a big deal out of that here. And the person I know the best in England who can give me what the straight scoop is. So it's not as bad. It's not good, but it's not as bad as the news media is making it out to be.
No, it is bad, Doug. You know, we are safe, but then tens of thousands, maybe even, you know, more than 300,000 houses along the Thames are flooded. And you know what that does. When water enters your kitchen, your living room, everything is ruined.
It takes months
and months to dry out. But then on the other hand, Doug, I watch American television and I look at what's happening in New York.
Yep.
And 13 people died already in that area from snow and ice and sleet. And there is something going on globally, and we know that. You and I speak about it often. I do believe that there is a global, massive global change of climate. And probably we are, as human beings, industrialization, we're causing a big part of that.
I think we've always, I've said this for years and years and years, I don't go way beyond the beyond, but I think the combination of what the Earth would be doing normally on its own, plus what we've done to it, is accounting for the winter weather. Let's just hope that we don't have the kind of droughts this summer that the Australians and the New Zealanders are having right now. That's making a mess of their agriculture. All right, Uri, thank you. Good to talk with you. Uri Geller from his home in a village that's on the Thames with his focus on it. But down in the southeastern part of England, as he's suggesting, other parts of England, things are pretty messy. 15 before the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Introducing our new spring seasonal, Sam Adams Cold Snap.
Oh, that's really nice.
It's got a lot of flavor.
It says springtime.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's very smooth. Cold Snap is light and refreshing. So this beer has 10 different ingredients. You have this really nice, complex spice and fruit flavor to it.
Wow. It's got a lot going on.
I like the name, too, Cold Snap. It's like we're kind of snapping out of that season.
Yeah, this is my kind of beer.
Crisp, refreshing, and
refreshing is the best word.
Delicious.
Sam Adams Cold Snap. Enjoy it while it's here.
Boston Beer Company, Boston Mass. Responsibly.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com. I would like you to take a quick look in the mirror right now and look at the bags under your eyes. Would you like to simply just get rid of them? Introducing Genucel. Genucel, developed from stem cell therapy, gets rid of bags and puffiness under your eyes. People can say, why would you use stem cell therapy? Because you get it the all-natural way your body works, so that the natural way to reduce the puffiness and the bags and that sort of thing, the lines around your eyes, comes from work that's been done on stem cells that are just like the stem cells in your body. You'll see the results of this great product making you look younger. Wrinkle-free skin is what you're looking for. Call 800-543-9262 for Genucel. And by the way, I mentioned Doug Steffen. When you call, you get a free jar of the legendary face cream Esotique. You'll be absolutely amazed by the results, or you get your money back. Genucel and Esotique for the same money. 800-543-9262.
Most guys spend very little time on personal grooming during the winter months. To help men look and feel great, Dove Men Plus Care expert and dermatologist Dr. Jeffrey Benabio offers these tips to help men avoid irritation this winter.
If you've spent all day outside in the cold, a hot shower is tempting, but hot water makes it hard for your skin to retain moisture. Instead, use lukewarm water. It keeps you warm without the harsh effect. Also, the winter sun still presents risks. Use moisturizer with minimum SPF 15. Lastly, wearing multiple layers can cause you to sweat, leading to underarm irritation. Protect yourself with a non-irritating deodorant like Dove Men Plus Care Fresh Awake Antiperspirant, which cares for skin with one quart of moisturizer and also provides powerful 48-hour odor and wetness protection.
A few simple steps can save men months of irritated skin this winter. For more information on tips and products that can help, visit DoveMenCare.com.
Now, here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night. And I feel like I'm constantly running, but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
All right, 11 minutes for the hour. One of the other things being discussed a lot this week, the debt ceiling. Here's host John Hoffman talking to Senator Dan Coats of Indiana about why Coats voted against the measure to raise the debt ceiling.
Let's talk about the debt ceiling vote. The Senate cleared that by a vote of 55 to 43. I understand you voted against. Let's start with why.
Well, John, I have repeatedly said since I returned to office that one of the greatest threats to America's future and one of the things that's keeping our economy fairly flat and people out of jobs is the fact that we haven't gotten control of federal spending. We have increased the debt limit, the borrowing just to pay for excessive spending by $7 trillion just under this administration over the past five plus years. And I said, unless we can put some reforms in place, I simply can't support something that continues to raise the debt limit. It's like telling your teenager, just go ahead and take the credit card and keep on spending. You know, the president says we have to pay the bills, but why do we keep racking up so many bills? So I just want to get some discipline in this, and this was a chance to leverage what needed to be done with at least some effort to put us on the right path to not being spending so much money and going so far into the debt.
Yet there clearly was no taste for perhaps a filibuster and another sort of going to the wall with this as we did last fall, right?
No, there wasn't. And the last thing we wanted to do was go through another massive government shutdown. That didn't accomplish the goal.
All right. So a lot of discussion about this week. I've heard a lot of things pretty redundant, so probably enough of a focus for now. 51 after the hour.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Pretty good day for those of you who are in love. The full moon Valentine's evening spells hoo-ha. For those who are into hoo-ha, you're going to have plenty of hoo-ha tonight. 54 past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. The NSA have been in the news a lot this week. Let's see, where is it? Number 6, actually, on the countdown this week. Here's host Leland Conway talking to Senator Rand Paul about the senator's lawsuit against the president and the NSA.
The lawsuit against the NSA, let us have it.
Well, we'll be taking the truck down to the district court here in D.C. and filing lawsuit. We think that a single warrant should not apply to all and every American's phone records. And this is an important part of the Constitution. The Fourth Amendment says you have to have an individual warrant. It has to have someone's name on it and has to specify what they want. So we are going to challenge Obama in court. It'll be me versus the president. So we're looking forward to it.
Do you... I also understand you've got Ken Cuccinelli on your team, the former attorney general of Virginia, who first sued Obamacare. He's got some experience in going after the administration, doesn't he?
Yeah, he knows where the Supreme Court is. He's been there. This is a very talented attorney, former attorney general of Virginia, who filed the first lawsuit on Obamacare. And so, we're looking forward to having him represent us down there. And I think we have a great chance. Several of the justices have indicated that they think the government's gone too far and that really that the previous cases aren't quite what this is because of technology. And so I think the court is going to be interested in hearing this.
Can we still keep America safe while defending the Fourth Amendment?
Yeah, and in fact, most of the studies now that have come out where the NSA has said, oh, we need to get all the Americans' records to be safe, have turned out to be false. They said there were 55 terrorist plots. They stopped. Turned out, on closer examination, really none of them were stopped through this method. They were stopped with this method and or other methods. And really, the traditional method is, we think someone is a terrorist, we get a warrant, we get their phone records. If they made 100 phone calls, we have to get 100 more warrants. But the judges usually will give these warrants, but you have to go one step at a time. But you can't just sort of grab up all of the records for every American without any suspicion or probable cause. So we think we are on good standing here, and that if we don't stop the government now, there's really no limit to what the government will be doing. And I don't think every American wants their what books they read, what magazines they read, what they watch on TV, what they spend on their credit card. I don't think that's public information. That should be private unless a judge thinks you've committed a crime.
You're right, Senator Paul. You are right. Here's host Bruce St. James, along with his sidekick Pamela Hughes and a guy named Mike O'Neill, talking about whether Senator Paul is making noise because he wants to run for president.
In general, I tend to agree with Senator Rand Paul on a lot of things. Okay? The senator from Kentucky. Senator Paul and I, at least I would say ideologically, are aligned on a lot of things. So I admit ahead of time, a little predisposed to like him. Now, having said that, he's obviously running for president. Does everybody agree on that?
Right.
Obviously running for president. And I roll my eyes and shake my head at some of the bizarrely transparent things I think he's doing, which make me not like him very much. For example, last week he brought up Monica Lewinsky.
Oh yeah.
Great. Remember that? I was like, really?
Sounds presidential, doesn't he?
He's running against Hillary already, is what he thinks.
Absolutely.
And, he has to find the anti-Clinton crowd, apparently. So he brought up Monica Lewinsky, and I look at that and go, all right, you're just as stupid as the rest of them. You're losing points in my book. But Senator Rand Paul is, at least when it comes to the NSA, I'm going to say putting his money where his mouth is. Putting his money where his mouth is, because Senator Rand Paul joined the class action lawsuit against President Obama and top intelligence officials over the NSA's surveillance program.
We will ask the question in court whether a single warrant can apply to the records of every American phone user all of the time, without limits, without individualization.
When you say he joined others, Bruce, who are you talking about?
Well, again, it's a class action lawsuit, and it's a whole bunch of people. They're civil libertarians. It's an odd grouping of people. You've got, like, civil libertarians, ACLU. You have all these different groups, people that personally feel there's some individuals that believe that their privacy has been violated.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, if you read the Fourth Amendment. Can I read the beginning of the Fourth Amendment?
Go for it.
Do you mind if I do that?
Please do.
Thank you. It's not often I get to quote from the Constitution. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. That is the Fourth Amendment, or the beginning at least of it, the Fourth Amendment of the United States Constitution. And you can imagine 200 some odd years ago, your phone records wasn't something they can think of.
Your cell phone records.
But I believe that papers and effects fall under that
umbrella.
Sure. Thank you very much.
That's the talk radio.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.